I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. The U.S. has been trying to find ways to reduce prison overcrowding. At the same time, there's also a push to change laws in several states that currently allow kids under the age of 18 to be treated as adults in the criminal justice system. But in Brazil, there's a bill in Congress there that would do the opposite on both counts. The measure would lower the age of criminal responsibility from 18 to 16, and as a consequence, that would send thousands of Brazilian teens into the country's already overcrowded adult jails. Catherine Osborne has our story from Rio de Janeiro.
On a recent night, college student Fernanda Garcia stands on a pedestrian highway overpass in Rio's North Zone. She's there to help hang a sign that thousands of drivers will see in the morning. It reads, "Fewer prisons, more schools."
A cadeia, ela vai ser uma escola onde o cara vai entrar e vai sair mais.
Garcia says adult Brazilian jails are the wrong kind of place to send adolescents. She says they'd come out even more in trouble than they started. And she's not alone in thinking that. Adult Brazilian prisons have earned the nickname schools of crime because in addition to overcrowding and high recidivism rates, they often have abusive prison guards and active drug trafficking factions inside, ready to recruit. But many Brazilians see the opposite problem. Marilene Gomes is a waitress in Rio, and she supports sending more teenage criminals to adult prisons.
Com 16 anos já sabe muito bem o que está fazendo.
At 16 years old, people know exactly what they're doing, she says. I've had enough of all the deaths that we see every day on television. The fact is, less than 1% of homicides in Brazil are committed by teenagers, and that number has declined in recent years. The country's juvenile detention centers are mostly filled with adolescents arrested for robbing people or drug dealing. Brazil's mainstream media often do not cover the wider social context of crimes that are committed by young people. That's according to Rosenthal Alves, who heads the Knight Center for Journalism in the Americas.
There's a long tradition in Brazil of stigmatizing children who are involved in robbery or crimes, especially in the big cities. The media normally follow the anger of the middle-class people who are the victims of the kids. And the only thing they wanted is to get rid of those kids.
To get rid of the kids, Brazil has been locking them up like never before. Starting at 12 years old, children here can be sent to juvenile detention centers that now house over 18,000. And once they turn 18, teens are sent into an adult prison system that has grown 6 times in population over the last 25 years. It's now at least 200,000 inmates over capacity nationwide. Opponents of lowering the age of criminal responsibility say the measure would only make the problem of overcrowding worse, and they cite American studies that suggest such a move would not lead to a reduced level of violence. But the change may still pass in the Brazilian Congress, where many politicians who were elected on tough-on-crime platforms are pushing for it. Those politicians are missing the point, says 17-year-old high school student William Neto from the working-class neighborhood of Duque de Caxias. He says people need to focus on why so many young Brazilians end up in trouble with the law in the first place.
Quantas outras oportunidades ela teve na vida, né? O ambiente que ela cresceu, como é que é?
How many other opportunities did these kids have in their lives, he asks. What about the environment in which they grew up? What about the quality of schools they went to? Neto says the road to a safer Brazil is if all Brazilians, not just those of a certain social class, can be in school and social programs that allow them to grow. For The World, I'm Catherine Osborne in Rio de Janeiro.